Ramon Laureano, what's more impressive for you tonight, the hit or the throw?
Both. I mean, you know, your guy's in his first big league game. You know, you're 0-for-4 first time. I mean, you made a couple nice plays in center field, and now you're put in a position where you literally win the game on a throw and in a big hit. You know, laid off a slider at 2 strikes. I believe he got another one there and hit it right center field gap. So this is a day he definitely will not forget.
I don't want to say Brett's been scuffling, but he hasn't quite had an outing like this. What do you got to say about Brett Anderson?
Yeah, no, and economical, too. You know, pop-ups early, weak contact, and then with the ground balls a little bit later. You know, once we get to the eighth, we feel like we got some guys down there that can finish it off. But that's for me, you know, the first game he pitched in Seattle was really good. But this one, just keeping the ball off the barrel of the bat and getting early count contact and, you know, very few hard-hit balls was impressive.
What do you make of the bullpen just to get Lockhead down? I mean, you need that for the trophy tonight.
Yeah, we were going to stay away from Lou tonight. But, you know, it's you almost get to the point where you expect it out of, you know, some of the guys who pitched late. But then, you know, Pagan pitched really well, too. And we're getting 2 innings out of guys as well. So, yeah, I mean, you have to be perfect. There's no room for error.
Bob, what is it about this team? I mean, Laureano's first game, he comes up and he hits the winner. It seems like you guys find a different way to win every game.
Yeah, I mean, it's contributions from more than 25, and that's what we speak, you know, what I speak about in spring training is, you know, we'll go through upwards of 50 players a year, and, you know, when you have a spring training locker room of 50-plus players, there's a good chance guys in that room, almost all of them are going to be here to contribute. So, you know, I talked to Ramon, you know, after he got hurt, and I said, you will be here at some point in time this year. And, you know, they know to stay ready because in our organization, they can get a call, and you come up with a game like that where you better be ready.
But what does that say about him having been 0-for to that point in the 13th inning and come through there?
Yeah, I think that's the most impressive thing. You know, the energy level obviously is going to be there. Made 2 nice plays, you know, 1 behind him, 1 in front of him. You know, and then you get a little frustrated with the at-bats because you want that first big league hit. But I guarantee in that situation there at the end, he's not thinking about, oh, I need my first big league hit. He's just trying to get a hit to help his team win. He's in a position to win a game. So got a good swing and drove it. It's impressive. We were impressed with him in spring training, and you know, nice first showing for him.
With Laureano, a couple of bad swings on sliders tonight, including earlier in that at bat in the 13th. And then he takes a slider on the outside and lines it in the right center field. How impressive is that?
Right. That was probably the most impressive thing for me because, you know, as a young player, you know, you get to the big leagues, there's some doubt maybe, and you're swinging at some pitches out of the zone that you normally do, might be a little bit sharper at the big league level. And then to get to that last at bat with no hits, and now all of a sudden you're down 0-2 and you swung in another bad pitch. It was the one he laid off of, I felt like, was important for him, that he saw it, laid off it, got it again, made sure it was right. So that's processing really quick for a young player, especially, you know, in his first game.
Good.